Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And our Friar Friday interview, indeed, Jose Iglesias, the Padres do everything, infielder, outfielder, and man, what a pickup he has been for this ball club in early this season. Jose, welcome to San Diego. If you haven't already been welcomed, and talk about how this has been working out for you so far.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's been an incredible experience. You know, contribute to this great team that we had. You know, it's a little, it's a privilege to be up there with the boys and just help this team, you know, accomplish something that we have in mind, and that's going all the way down.
Jose, we marvel often at your glove work, man. It's like you're like a magician out there when it comes to the glove. Has that always been a skill set that it has come naturally to you? Because it really does look like you wake up and you can do some of the things with the glove that a lot of people can't.
Thank you, Dan, for the compliment. I mean, there is definitely a natural element to it, you know, since I was a little kid. But also there is a lot of work behind it as well. In terms of, like, you know, repetition, when I was younger, I was taking, I remember, like, thousands of ground balls a day. So,
wow.
So you know, there's reputation, definitely. There's sacrifice and discipline behind the natural ability that any player at this level had to. Thank you for the compliment. So, yeah, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's pretty organic for me to go up there and do my thing with the glove.
Jose Iglesias is our Friar Friday interview. Speaking of that, Jose, you made a play in Detroit. I think the second game of the series, but it was a pop-up into short right center field. You turned around and ran with your back to home plate. You caught the ball as if you were taking a walk in the park. I don't understand. The ball just dropped into your glove, which was next to your left hip. Did you have that all the way, or can you be honest with us and say there was any luck involved? It looked like the most amazing thing I've seen all year.
Thank you. I mean, that's a, you know, I've done that play. I've done that play before, and I did not want to turn my back into the plate, but the ball beamed in, and I was like, this is my only shot. So I turn around and just make a basket plate. I mean, in those type of plays, it's you got to stay calm, right? You have two big boys heading to you. You have center field to coming to the left and right field coming to the right. Gonzalez, a big boy. So I got lucky he didn't hit me. But I just, in those type of play, you got to stay calm, right? You got to stay under control. Always keep the ball in front of you when you turn your back to the play. That's the secret. And just stay calm. And it's harder than what it sounds like, but you got to be calm in those plays.
Jose Iglesias joins us here on Gwen and Chris Friar Friday. And Jose, I've watched your whole career, and it seems like you've gotten better offensively as you've gotten older. What do you attribute that to? Because in a day and age where it seems like they're moving the older guys out of the game, you found a way to seemingly get better offensively as you've played more baseball.
Well, I think with age, You know, you understand a lot of aspects, not just for about the game, but about yourself as well. And that happens for every regular human being there is in this planet. I think with age, you start realizing who you are, who you try to be, what your goal is going to look like, how do you want to accomplish it. And for me, it's been, you know, I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to be someone else. It's, this is who I am, and I'm going to maximize my ability to do who I am, and I'm gonna enjoy it that way. So, and I think it's paying off, you know, the last 5 years and 5, 6, 7 years and in the league. You know, it's been paying out since I'm not trying to be someone else and try to, you know, be someone that I'm not. You know, I stick with my game and I try to maximize my ability to put the ball in play, nice strikeout, and good things happen. I'm a big believer in put the ball in play. And there's this in last year in the playoffs, that's the teams that make things happen. When you put the ball in play, it's tough to make plays, right? Especially when you have that pressure of, you know, 40,000 people screaming at you. And it's just, you know, there is no hit, there is no win if you don't hit the ball forward. So for me, hit the ball forward, and it's the secret. So definitely experience, right? You know, I already have quite a few at-bats in the league, and that definitely helps. Some advisors, it's a grinding. It's a grinding thing. It's an adjustment make on a daily basis. The game has changed analytic-wise, information-wise, so you got to adjust to it. And I think I was a player who came up with the, you know, and the, I don't want to say old school, but with the different mindset of hitting and a different mindset of the game. And in order for me to stay in today's game, I have to adjust. And then that's what I've been doing in the last few years since 2015, is just continue to learn, continue to, you know, be open to the for the change. And I think, you know, not losing my DNA as a hitter, but definitely collecting information that there is value and try and translate that to a winning ball, to a winning team, to a winning game every night.
I don't understand how Jose Iglesias was still available for the Padres to get him, honestly, in the free agent process. I don't. I mean, you were so great last year for the Mets. Everybody saw it. You were the heartbeat of the entire team. You hit .337. You came up with OMG. You know, you took the whole Big Apple by storm. And now we've got you. We're lucky to have you in San Diego. I have to ask you, do you have anything in mind along the lines of OMG for San Diego? Is your mind thinking about that yet?
Listen, we're going to have fun. We had a good team. That's the secret. We got to have fun. We got to stay healthy. You know, at this level, the team who has fun and the team who stay connect and communicate and stay healthy, those are the ones that are going all the way down because the talent is there. So for sure, we're going to have fun here. We're going to take it one day at a time. We're going to maximize our ability as a team, but also we're going to stay together. We're going to have fun with the fans and the city and for the game of baseball. That's the goal. You got to treat it one day at a time. So good things coming in the music aspect as well. Mm-hmm. When the time is right, you're going to hear about it. And we're going to have fun to it too. Back to the Padres, you know, me being available to come back here, it's meant to be. You know, sometimes things are totally out of your control, and that was one of them for me. I was kind of shocked as well how they not came back, but you know what? Everything happened for a reason, and I couldn't be happier, you know, to coming here to San Diego, the team that we faced last year, and it was a great great contender for us last year, and we played big games last year against the Padres. And, you know, it's different to be in the home side. I love to be in this side of the field, playing with this great team and great players that we had. You know, I'm extremely happy to be available for the Padres. It took a little longer than I was expecting, like, but you know what? At the end of the day, I'm here, and I'm extremely happy, and it feels like home.
Jose, I got to ask, maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago, I hosted a talent show for the American Lung Association. And yourself, Kenley Jansen, ended up being the two finalists. He played a ballad on the piano. You performed a song. Now, this is long before OMG happened. You ended up winning this. You ended up winning this talent show.
Oh, sorry about it, T.
at that point,
I remember. I think that was 2021.
I think it was a year after the COVID season. Yeah, I think it was 21.
At that point, the Angels.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. At that point, did you know that music obviously was something that was deep in your soul? Did you know that it would transpire into being an OMG, a top Billboard song? I mean, was that something that was always in you?
You never know what life is going to bring. I mean, we're here. We got to take it one day at a time, right? We don't even know if we're going to be alive tomorrow. We hope we are. But so, you know, with time and age, you got to take it just 1 minute, 1 second, one day at a time. Don't take anything for granted. Maximize, you know, just the fact that you're alive. And I didn't know. I always been in love with music. But publicly, like, I was like, at some point in my career, I was like, you know what, I got to be who I am, whether you like it or not. You know, I'm going to respect the game. I'm going to do everything right on, you know, between the white lines, and I'm going to, you know, do everything with respect and everything. But I'm going to have fun. I'm going to, you know, there's players that have a lot of dreams in their head and in their book, and they're just being afraid of for that first step to break the barriers and stuff like that. And I'm glad I was that guy. You know, who sings on the baseball field. And then when you see the fan base and you see your teammates, you know, looking at you in that particular way beyond, you know, a baseball field, it's quite a blessing. It's quite a humbling. You know, they're looking at you not just as a good player, but also as an artist. It's kind of cool. I can see some of the players feel proud about it. And that's the whole thing about it. Like, I'm extremely, extremely humbly, I'm extremely happy, you know, to contribute to that aspect for the game, and it's a dream come true. It is, you know. I was nervous at the beginning. I was like, how baseball's gonna take it? It's a very thin line. You know what I'm saying? I hope they don't misunderstand that I love music, and the music lives in all of us.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, this is a game. It's our job, but this is just the game. And we have fans there who want to have fun. And like I say, we do everything with respect. We do everything with the, you know, nothing that can affect your daily routine, you know, to prepare to win a big league game. But in the meantime, I'm gonna have fun. In the meantime, I'm gonna keep it loose. It's a long season, boys. It's a long season, and then we gotta stay happy. We gotta stay alive, and that's music. Music is life, and keep a lot of people connected.
Words of wisdom from Jose Iglesias there, who last July 9th had the number one song on the Billboard charts. And we expect nothing less this July with the Padres, Jose. So start working on it.
Oh, come on, baby. Hey, the ceiling is high, but we're gonna climb it, baby. We're going to climb it one day at a time. We're going to get there. We have great collabs coming.
Okay.
And you know, one is with it's a big Mexican band, and the song is I'm in love with that song, and we're gonna release it this year. And
it's already in the works. Then beautiful.
Yep, we have some good songs coming out, and you know, hopefully when we clinch, we're gonna be celebrating together. We know, with the greatest fans, you know, this. Padres fans are magnificent. They back us up each and every night. And so we're going to be here, hopefully right behind center field. I see a stage from here. And we're going to be there. We're going to be celebrating. And, you know, when you make the playoff, I don't like to take it for granted. We're going to enjoy. But to get there, we got to win today. Take it one day at a time, one pitch at a time, one inning at a time, and then we'll be fine.
Jose, loved visiting with you, and look forward to more this season. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks, Jose.
Thank you guys for having me. God bless you all.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.